And with that, I'm going to ask Director Kirschman to come back up. Earlier this afternoon, we addressed item 11J, the non-resident waterfowl hunting seasons, and we asked for it to be tabled so we could put together a proposal on increasing the 5%. And so Director Kirschman is going to talk to us about what he's done.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I gave you a handout of the action sheet that was in your booklet, but updated a couple of numbers based on your conversation and your request of an updated action sheet based on the 5% allocation. So if you look at that table on the second page, probably the best way I'll highlight the three changes that you'll see in the table. If you look at the two far right-hand columns, you'll see the 2023 licenses. Those would have been the non-resident licenses that were allocated by unit. And again, look closely under the column where it says length. Some of those are season-long or the 2 5-day periods, which are the 10-day licenses, and then the 3-day are the temporary licenses. And as I mentioned to you a few moments ago, in statute, it has language in there where it says non-resident waterfowl licenses can be increased by no more than 5%, and there's a separate clause for both the temporary licenses and the 10-day licenses, and it says that it cannot exceed 5% of those licenses from the previous year of licenses that were allocated. So the licenses that are in those columns would have been the allocated license types by the various units. And so there are three areas based on your concept of increasing by 5%. The first one would be the second row, which is NRW-00B. That is the primary 10-day waterfowl, non-resident waterfowl hunting license used on a statewide basis. When the 5% was implemented a couple years back, 200 were added there. That's how it got to 3,925. So again, adding a 5% to that would go to 4,135. So that would be the 5% increase for the 10-day non-resident waterfowl licenses. Then if you go down to the 1, 2, 3, 4th row, NRW-00V as in Victor, you can see 2023, it was 550. I added 50 there of the 3-day or the temporary licenses. And then if you go to the very bottom row, the NRW-00Z, added 55 there for a total of 105. So based on last year's allocations for 10-day licenses, the 5% would be a total of 210 more non-resident licenses for 10-day. And for the temporary licenses, the 3-day would be 105 total increase for a total of the 315. So there's three units where licenses were added to based on your request. Those are the same units that we had adjustments the last time we did the 5% allocation. Those are probably the most logical units to add those licenses, at least from a standpoint of where we are today. Certainly we'll get input as we talked about a few minutes ago, but so if this works for you, Madam Chair and Commissioner Beast, who brought this forward, this would be that 5% increase on the 6,300, which equates to 6,615, and it's divided 5% for both the 10-day and 5% for 3-day temporary. So, Madam Chair, I'll throw it back to you.
Very good. Commissioner Cole.
Just one point of clarification. I'm assuming that the first one is just an omission and not having anything to do with it. Okay. I just want to be sure.
That's just a typo. Yeah, but it is. If you look at the front page, you can see the units that it does include.
I just want to be positive.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you.
I want to make sure you weren't putting that somewhere else with an additional 100 licenses.
No, sir. We know that's a highly desirable unit, and we get a lot of applications for those available licenses in that unit.
Yep.
Any other comments or questions for Director Kirschman? Tom, could you just speak to the process, and depending on which way the direction goes, public input and what that looks like. So folks that are listening, that this is going to be new when they see this, talk to us about that public process.
Sure, Madam Chair. So with you bringing this out as a proposal today from the commission, obviously we will put it out there through our normal media outlets to make people aware of the proposed changes that you had today from this to the elk licenses and some of those things. We have no commission meeting in February. We then go to technically a finalization at March. Obviously, we're going to get input between now and March, right? We're going to have input over the next couple of weeks. I'm positive of that. And so we'll have a finalization in April. So come the March meeting, based on public comment or conversations that you may have, this could be adjusted. Those are numbers. It cannot go above the 5%. You could go below that. You could use a commission if you want, and based on comments we get, there could be some other adjustments incorporated into this. Or you can, at the end of the day, decide, well, we're not moving forward with this, no different than any other proposal. So we'll put it out there. We'll see your public comment. I'm sure we're going to have some conversations with some of the organizations out there that will have a high interest in this particular topic between now and the March meeting, as well as the April meeting when finalization occurs. So there will be plenty of opportunity for folks to reach out to you through the normal public comment, and we'll have some conversations with some of the organizations. I'm sure they'll reach out to us as well. And we have our regular calls with some organizations on a monthly basis anyhow, so I'm sure that'll be part of that conversation next time as well.
I want to make sure those that are listening online understand that this is just an opportunity to talk about this with all of those across South Dakota who are interested in it. So with that being said, if there are no more questions or comments, we do need a motion moved by Commissioner Beese, seconded by Commissioner White to adopt the proposal in front of us. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted. Thank you.
Thank you.